I'm Corin Raymond, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Fight like dogs most of the time. I hear them through the walls of mine. They must be deaf the way they shout things I would rather not know about. Maybe they're drunk. Maybe they're stoned. Maybe they can't leave well enough alone. There's not much I can do. I don't care who did what to who. I just walk across, turn the TV up. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. 'Cause they don't know what they've got. It's been so long they forgot. What lonely is, what lonely does, or just how lonesome, lonesome was. It's been so long since I got dressed for anyone but myself. Little Chinese food in a paper cup. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. Wish I was in love. Good to each other, be kind tonight. Just hold your baby, hold them tight. Get on your knees and apologize. It don't matter who's wrong or right. Love is precious. Precious like gold. And all I've got is this remote control. Flipping through the channels, same old stuff. I wish I was in love. Do you understand me? I wish I was in love. I wish I was in love. I wish I was in love. Let me say it one more time. I wish I was in love. I was.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, down here till 4 o'clock. We're gonna make you fall in love with music today. Well, I mean, you should already be in love. We're all in love with music. You wouldn't be listening to me ramble if you didn't like the music. We're gonna fill your heart with joy today. That's the goal. All right, you ready to feel good? Ready to feel the love? Let's do it. We kicked it off there with something called I Wish I Was in Love. That's by our pals Corin Raymond and Jonathan Bird. That's from Corin's record, There Will Always Be a Small Time. And that song was one of many great love songs that I heard last night at the West End Cultural Center. Went to see a great show called An Evening with the Bickersons. It was three duos singing about love and dysfunction and just all kinds of neat stuff. We had Jess Reimer and Jer Ham, who were pretty hilarious and wonderful. Our lovely guests from last week were there, Nation of Two, Jesse Havey, Nathaniel Good. They were there and just were absolutely divine. And then our old pals, Carrie and Brent, Last Ditch on the Left, were also there, and they were hilarious, too. Because I guess they played the role of the Bickersons, I guess is what you could say. And it was pretty fun and pretty awesome. And all of them played great, great, great original songs. There were so many songs last night. But throughout the show, there were some pretty amazing covers as well, including the one we heard off the top of the show there. And I thought I'd play through some of those. And the show kind of had an arc. It was like they were talking about love, and then things got heated up a little bit, and we got to like the breakup portion of the show where things, you know, maybe didn't seem to be going the way they should. And then afterwards, we started to work things out. And that's kind of the arc of the songs, I think, that you'll hear. I think we have some songs from all those different stages of love. And I just had so much fun hearing these songs last night. And I know that some of you were there, but not nearly enough of you. So I'm gonna fill you in on what you missed and make you feel bad about it. Let's just carry on. Here was one. There was some disagreement over whether the original version was the superior version or certainly the one that I knew more. The remake was a superior version. And to be honest with you, I know and love the remake so well that I kind of forget about the original. And so I thought I'd go back to that one. I think Jesse preferred this version, and Nathaniel maybe preferred the other version, or at least she knew it first, and he knew the other one first. I don't know. But here's one that you may know as rendered by Buddy and Julie Miller, but here we're going to throw it back to Mr. Richard Thompson on Tell the Band to Go Home.
My hand and say, fate has brought you. swore the days were over, courting empty dreams. I worshipped at the altar, losing everything. And the guard I held together is losing all its shape. And in my head you look so gorgeous, it's keeping me awake. There's a scar on my soul, so let me down easy. Break my heart sweetly, like you always do. I guess I can't let go till you wreck me completely. Break my heart sweetly, drape me in blue. I was never scared of nothing. Thought I had a home. Life went and broke me open, so I carried it alone. I'm finding all this well-worn sadness I never knew I kept. And I still chase you into heartache every time you take a step. There's a scar on my soul, so let me down easy. Break my heart sweetly, like you always do. I guess I can't let go till you wreck me completely. Break my heart sweetly, drape me in blue.
Thank you.
your frame. If I ever loved you, oh no, no, it's a crying shame if I ever loved you. If I knew your name, you don't need a lawyer. I'm not making a claim. You don't need to surrender. I'm not taking aim. I don't need a lover. No, no, no. The wretched beast is tame. I don't need a lover. So blow out the flame. There's nobody missing. There is no reward. Little by little, we're cutting the cord. We're spending the treasure. Oh, no, no. That love cannot afford. I know you can feel it. The sweetness restored.
Yeah, so that by that point in the evening, as you can tell, things weren't going very well, especially for Carrie and Brent last night. That was Patty Griffin, "I'm Getting Ready to Let You Go," from Children Running Through. It wasn't quite that rockin' when the girls did it last night, but, you know, it was pretty darn cool. Before Patty, we heard something from Leonard Cohen from his latest record, his new record, perhaps his final record, "You Want It Darker." We heard "Leaving the Table." That was done pretty sweetly by Carrie and Brent, as I recall. Before that, we heard a song that Nation of Two covered really well, "Break My Heart Sweetly," from John Moreland, from his record "In the Throes." Just gorgeous thing. I think I might have even heard that song when I saw John Moreland for the first and only time, I guess, in Texas a few years ago. It was a sad show, not just because of the songs, but that's another story for another day. Richard Thompson in there before that, "Keep Your Distance," and I know the Buddy and Julie Miller version much better. But we will hear Buddy and Julie in this next set, because the hits just kept on coming. So the show, you know, you kind of assume when you go to a show at the West End, there's going to be a set, and then there's going to be, you know, for 45 minutes or so, and then there's going to be a break of 15 minutes or so, and then there's going to be another set of 45 minutes or so. This show threatened to never end. It was just they didn't take the intermission until like 9:25 or something. So I kind of figured the show would be wrapping up by then, but it was just sort of at that mid peak. And then, the duos, the couples had time to go off and reflect and, you know, figure out what direction their relationships were going to head. And then they came back, and it seemed like things were feeling a little bit more hopeful at that point. And, I believe it was the boys that did this one, was it not? I don't know. I took some notes as it was going, but I'm not very good at that, so I don't exactly remember. You should have been there. It's what it boils down to. But a fine version of this one last night as well. Here's an old chestnut from Ron's buddy, old Robbie Zimmerman.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, baby, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. And calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Burn this house down and all of you. the sky must be sorry, 'cause it's starting to rain. Take me back, take me back again.
just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park, and then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep.
Thank you. Well, I couldn't finish this record until I wrote one, too, you know. So, actually, I was doing a movie at the same time. It's not like I do a movie every day, you know. Every once in a while, they ask me to do a... I've done two movies, okay, just two. And I played the same character in both of them. I was the brother-in-law with low self-esteem. So, you know, if you're writing a script or something and you got that character, just call on me. I know how to do it. I was in this movie at the time with Billy Bob Thornton, and me and Billy Bob were played brothers in it, and our dad was Andy Griffith. That would make me Opie's stepbrother, which I don't mind, especially at Thanksgiving. Anyway, Billy Bob said, you ought to write a song for this movie, something we can play at the end and roll the credits over it. And I said, God, that's what I just don't want my song to do, you know. So I did. I came up with one and based it on the characters in the movie. And, of course, it never released the movie. It went straight to Blockbuster. But me and Iris, we're real fond of it. And we hope you are too. She thinks that crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go. Convict movies make her horny. She likes to catch up on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
I was kind of disappointed that nobody said that at the end, in spite of ourselves. I mean, not desirous to mend, but, you know, I said it from the crowd. I hope they felt me saying it, because nobody did. I was disappointed. It's but the only disappointment you could possibly had last night at the evening with the Bickersons. It was pretty stellar and pretty darn fun, and it ended off with that one, as all good song, all good shows dealing with love should, in spite of ourselves there, along with Iris DeMent. I love that live version from In Person and On Stage, because he tells that story at the beginning. Thought I'd throw it to that one. And a good note to leave it on, you know, if you're feeling love, that's a love song right there. You don't want all this, you know, gushy baby, I love you crap. It's sniffing undies and swearing while you're shaving your legs and so good. John Prine there, the great John Prine. He has a great new record, which features a couple more new duets with Iris, as well as a whole bunch of cheesy country singers, which kind of bugged me. It's pretty great, though. You should look it up. What else did we hear there in that set and last night? We heard Lou Reed with Perfect Day. Who expects to hear a Lou Reed cover at a show like that? Oh, it just fits so swell. Before that one, and I'm not entirely certain that was the actual song that we heard last night. I know there was a song called You Belong to Me, and I wrote it down. And then I realized there are a lot of songs called You Belong to Me, and I couldn't remember which one because I'm a bit of an idiot. But I think it might have been that one. And if not, it fit pretty well anyway. Hearing some Patsy Cline on a Sunday afternoon, there's nothing wrong with that. Heard Julie Miller in there, along with Buddy, of course. Take Me Back from the album Blue Pony. Sure do love that, Julie Miller. Before that, great one from Porter and Dolly, The Last Thing on My Mind. That is, I believe that's a Tom Paxton song, is it not? Jesse Havey's parents came up and did that one last night after the intermission, and I thought that was pretty darn amazing as well. I sent the little therapist into the crowd, and she interviewed Jesse's grandparents. They've been together like 61 years or something like that, which is unfathomable to most of us today. And they were super cool. And then Jesse's parents got up and sang that song, and it was pretty darn swell. If you have grandparents and parents that are that cool, you know you're going to be okay. And Jesse Havey certainly is okay. And they were great last night. Got to hear some more Nation of Two. And old Bobby Dylan in there, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And that was pretty fun. Pretty fun indeed. Got a couple of requests. Maybe I'll play a couple before the break and maybe one more after a break. But speaking on the topic of love, this one is always one of my absolute favorites on the topic. And it's a bit of a different love song. One that's so great. I might have to hear a double shot of this guy because I just I love him so much. From one of the greatest albums of all time. If there's a better album than this one, I don't think I've heard it yet, and I'm not sure that I want to because I still am glad to believe that this is perhaps the greatest album of all time. I love it so much. This one goes out to Dale from the album Moondance. This is Van the Man. Talking about love. Tell the band to go home.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic.
need you. See me through the daytime.
See me through the daytime.
Yeah, through the long, lonely night. See me through the darkness. You're going into the light. Stay with the one I'm troubled.
Stay with me when I'm troubled.
You help me through my stress.
I need Van Morrison. That's what I need. So good there from his band and the Street Choir. That is Van Morrison. If I ever needed someone, so good. And Into the Mystic in there for Moondance. We'll take a little break, come right back, and chart our course. If there's something you want to hear, I got a couple more requests, but I'm feeling good about it. So why not? 269-863-6269-UMFM, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Find us on Facebook, on the Twitter, whatever it takes. And please do stick around. We will return.